What if she was out of town for a couple weeks and she's like, do me a favor, go on to those graphic websites and have yourself a good old time. So you go on and you go in deep, right? You're in the weird things that only relate to the weird things that relate to the German things. And then all of a sudden you see her, but it was a younger her, and she's getting hard, like everywhere.
All kinds. Little ones, but big ones, pink ones.
White ones, black ones.
Brown ones.
One Jewish one that snuck in.
That would never happen.
Yeah, we'd catch him.
She wouldn't say go.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturge.
So here's the deal. We got something special going on today. Our boy, you might know him by the initials of PL.
I don't know him.
That's right.
I never knew him.
Corey. Phil Lasagna. Blothenberg. He's back. Stepping in. 2 weeks in a row, he's back. He had so much fun last time. He drove all the way back to Santa Maria, California.
Oh,
located, I think, on the coast. So thank you for driving.
It was a long drive.
Thank you for driving.
Very,
all the way up
very long drive.
Very, very
Santa
long
Maria.
Drive.
Your ratings must be low because you're bringing in the big guns, huh?
Yep. That's below the belt. That's below the
belt. This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I am Brad Brian Sturges. You follow me, Brad Brian Sturges. You follow Cliff Beach here, Cliff Beach Music. You follow Timothy Hall, Timothy Hall Music. And we'll actually let him talk at the beginning since he's come in and doing us all the flavor. Corey Blothenberg.
Hello.
Nice.
Wow.
Really? Killing us with the enemy.
It's
energy.
There.
I said enemy. Yeah. It was what do you call that thing? Where
Freudian?
It was Freudian.
Freudian slip.
Yeah, the enemy of my friend is my enemy.
Frenemy.
Yeah, I know exactly my where I frenemy want to flip it to me.
That throws
of
the
my
equation.
Enemy
yeah.
Is my lover. But the lover of my frenemy gave me herpes.
Oh, it's a tangled web. Mm.
That's a gift.
Samuel Clemens. 1776.
Good old Marky Mark Twain.
Yeah, so listen, we're back. We're doing it. Due to all of the liking and subscribing last week with Corey, I did have to, you know, fly him in, and then he had to do the drive. I don't know why he didn't fly directly into our airport, but he flew into LAX, and then I was supposed to send a car, but then I was paying my comedy buddy to do it. Mm. And when he pulled over, a series of clowns started coming out, and he had to go.
Yeah.
He's got to go, right? We had to be here. Yeah, this is tens of thousands of dollars an hour, this studio costs, and an AC and Corey's light alone. But if you noticed, shockingly, it doesn't matter. But because we're doing a 2020, we're alcohol free on this show for 1 year.
Oh, that's right.
This is,
I've noticed a sharpness.
I doubt it. I don't think it's gotten any
better. I
actually
didn't even notice you had stopped.
Yeah.
But I'm not very observant.
No, I've noticed. No, it's more tense.
You know what? That's what my wife says. She's like, she actually said, hey, I got you this bottle. Thought you might be interested. Hint, hint. So yeah. I just...
Everyone likes fun Steve.
I drink in the garage, and I sometimes I anger punch a washing machine.
It's a sobering thought.
But, you know... It really grinds my gears. That's a whole other story. Corey Blothenberg, listen.
I need to readjust myself here.
Your testicles?
No.
You're sitting on one?
Not the chair.
I love your shirt, by
chair.
The way. Cliff has that body, and I've had that mustache. And that's Tim's hair at the moment.
And you guys. So, and your shirt's fist, too.
Do you like to get fisted?
I'm just referencing the fist on a thing.
Oh, the fist of cuffs, not fist of Corey's.
Yeah.
Did you like that?
I did like that.
It's wordplay.
Really?
Okay, well, we'll come back to you. Of course, we started.
What's that? Huh?
I have fisted.
For reals?
Yeah.
We start every show with music trivia from our good friend, Mr. Cliff Beach. What's going on in the music industry this week?
Well, as you know, after the Grammys, people are still excited about the announcement of Taylor Swift's new album, which I hear... It's possibly an R&B album. We aren't 100% sure, but Swifties
are out there.
Yeah, they're out there.
Yeah.
You know, I do remember that Ticketmaster in the debacle, you know, with Live Nation, the whole thing. The reason why that became a huge scandal and a huge stink is they picked the wrong demographic to F over. You don't F over white women with money. It's just not the time for that. And so Taylor Swift fans killed Ticketmaster. Exactly.
Now, I heard that there's a plant, and she won a Grammy. Whoever was in Taylor Swift's booth during the Super Bowl came out of nowhere and won a Grammy. Like, just like she came out with one song and she won it.
Oh.
And then people are like, who is this person? Why is she here? But they thought that she could perhaps be a plant of the studio, you know, but she already won a Grammy. Whoever that person was with the short hair.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Did you watch the Super Bowl?
No.
Super Bowl?
That's not what we're talking about.
We're
not allowed to say Super Bowl.
But it's
we're not?
The football game.
No, you can say Super Bowl. Just you're not selling anything.
We're selling Super Bowl t-shirts. New York Yankees.
You can't use
1996.
This man has smoked the Super Bowl.
I don't know. I've never tried it.
Oh.
I've never tried marijuana.
Jazz.
I heard it's
Reefer Madness.
It's a little bit
cool. Jazz.
It's a little bit like
high school.
Could I get a flat five?
Yeah, that's right. You get it. You get it. Get your bow tie. Get that trombone out the trash.
Get in the trombone out the trash.
I won't sell it. I'm going to sit on it.
I think you know what a flat five is.
Guys, you guys are referencing
stuff. Is that it?
You guys are referencing stuff from a week ago. I don't remember.
Oh, man. Yes. You got to get on that replay.
Oh, sorry.
Cassette tapes. Did you own them at one point?
I still do.
Oh, you do? Do you still play them? Do you have a cassette player?
I do.
I have.
I don't play them, but I do have. I have the stuff that if I wanted to, I could.
Well, I still have a DVD combo VHS player. Which I haven't played any VHS in a while, but I have played my Law & Order DVDs from eBay.
I bet you have.
Quite.
Did you buy? That's funny.
The whole shebang, the first 20 seasons. Thank you, Dick and Wolf.
On VHS?
DVD.
Oh.
Oh, VHS. That would be even better.
Oh, I thought about you. I was really impressed with your commitment.
No, God, no. my God.
What sort of technology do you have? You're no longer a guest on this episode. You can just get in there.
I'm still a guest.
No, you're not.
You introduced me at the beginning as a guest.
Permanent member.
Yeah, but like a film guest. See, the shirt makes me look like Meatloaf in Fight Club. What is happening here?
Oh, no.
Swiss the turkey, Meatloaf. Am I right?
His name is Robert Paulson.
But what... doesn't it look like I have breasts in this shirt?
It does. I'm enjoying it. Truffle shuffle.
It's just a unfortunate folding. It's the
baby Ruth.
Do you want to go back to the
expired candies
flannel from last week?
No, we've committed. We need different still images.
Oh,
ready?
Yeah.
Still images. And 1, 2, 3. Wonderful. See?
I hope so.
Doubtful.
Otherwise, you'll snap something else.
Hey, so we didn't talk about the Oscars. Who won? We don't know what was on our list. So comment below who won that.
It was Barbie Oppenheimer for sure, a bunch. American Fiction won for screenplay.
That movie when they combined the two
adaptation.
Of them, and Barbie had a bloody finger.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish won.
Oh, yeah, for another the Grammy. Song, right?
Best song.
Or oh, she won an
That's
Oscar.
That's a good song.
Yeah. She's so young. She's literally probably like, 22?
You hate her so much, don't you?
Yeah. So much.
So much. Yeah.
So much. If you're not Icelandic or LGBTQ.
York.
Literally, the other day I got a message from a guy from the UK who I know. And he just.
Craig David.
No, not Craig David. But basically he was like, check like out this Billboard article on this group that's touring with Flogging Molly. I'm like, oh, it's these kids. He's like, they're LGBTQ. They're 20. That's what Billboard will write about. I was like, they're not going to write about 40s.
That's how you get a sore right here. That when you're talking to a school administrator in the future, when you're in your mid-40s, and it starts to break out.
Oh.
Like by the creamer. But we're like the ones that you have to shake. That's mostly oil. That's you got to watch out for that. Now listen. And don't forget. Now, a lot of these young girls, have you noticed? They want to get their numbers up. They want to go out and they want to get nailed by guys because having a low number is considered not on fleek. I think
indeed.
There's a series of women that don't understand in their 20s that you're, you know, the more people you sleep with, realistically, your value changes. Now there are the power players and there are the exceptions to the rule, but most guys don't want to marry a woman who's been with triple digits. You know?
Wow.
I don't, you don't feel that way?
I mean, I never thought about it.
If you had been dating a woman for 2 years,
wow,
I'm assuming, right? Mm-hmm. And you found out that she was a porno actress.
Well, that's different. Actually, no, I don't know if that's different.
But quit the day she met you because she looked into your eyes and knew the future.
Well, that's sweet.
You're a cash cow, and she's going to stay home and take care of your Zumba. Is that what it was called? Roomba.
Roomba, yeah. Take care of it.
I got very weird repair. Bunch of naked Brazilian chicks. I was like, this is the best shop I've ever been in.
I'm going to take care of Zumba.
It would be tough to see it later, right? Like if you find out and you're like, well, I'll do a little research, look up my wife.
What if she was out of town and you were out of
rabbit hole? Yeah.
What if she was out of town for a couple weeks and she's like, do me a favor, go on to those pornographic websites and have yourself a good old time. So you go on and you go in deep, right? You're in the weird things that only relate to the weird things that relate to the German things. And then all of a sudden you see her, but it was a younger her and she's getting dicked hard, like everywhere.
All kinds. Little ones, but big like, ones, pink ones.
White ones, black ones.
Brown ones.
One Jewish one that snuck in.
That would never happen.
Yeah, we'd catch him.
She wouldn't say go...
No, that's true. She wouldn't say.
Look how circumcised it is.
Yeah. See, the human whack-a-mole just so coming bad. From every orifice.
So, yeah, I mean, it's just like, I mean, it's Cum Drip Nation 99. That was actually the name of
that's the title.
This Christmas. In fact, this Christmas, yeah. I'm going to get that for you. So much money.
Sponsored by Squirt.
Like
50.
Sponsored by Squirt.
What? Wow. That's higher.
Yeah. So what would you do? She's there. And she's loving every second.
It would never happen.
It's very creamer.
It would never happen.
No, no, no. But what I'm saying
she's not going to go out of town and say, look at, you know, go have a ball.
That. Okay, it was bad
knowing
exposition.
That she's on the internet already doing it.
Right. So let's say you didn't
opening the door to being discovered. She would never do that.
Okay, she went out of town.
Where do you come up with these
stupid
scenarios?
She didn't say a scenario. She didn't say
you stumbled upon it.
You stumbled upon it because you went on. It was day 12. And there was a flight delay. You know?
Boop.
I mean, it would depend.
So it pops up.
It would depend on our current relationship and how that's going.
Oh, it's good. I would say the relationship is good, right?
You're saying the relationship
is
good?
She told you she's only been with 3 men, but she met at a time.
Time, yeah, yeah.
Forget the lies, right?
That's technically not a lie. She's been with 3 men. I mean, that's
all right.
That's like job
stuff. It's the extras that are clogging this gear. Clogging it? Cogging it.
Even 3 men, it could be thousands of times.
It's mucking up the gears
it's
for sure.
It's champing at the
she's
bit.
She's blown out.
So.
Why do you always come at me with this X-rated crap?
No, it's not X-rated. It's 2024.
Every time I come on this
that's
thing,
what the 12 viewers
crap.
Want to see.
You come at me with X-rated crap.
No, that's not X-rated crap. That's what she did. It was her choices. I'm just saying now that you're seeing her.
Yeah.
Would you have a problem with it? Could you date a woman?
It would depend on the relationship.
Your wife was railed by the buttercream gang, sir.
There's so many factors that would play into it.
Yeah, it's a tangled web. For sure.
There you go.
Do you need to come? Why? How? Why? What is tangled? She's tied up in that Japanese thing where the ropes are bondage. But you got to get the silk one. Don't go to Harbor Freight. I learned that.
Get the burlap one.
Yeah, I was like, the coupon for 98 cents.
Burn.
So what would you do? Just please give me any answer.
I don't know.
But your answer can't be I don't know.
But
an
it
improv.
Is. But that's my answer.
I don't
answer.
Think it's allowed. I think this I don't know. It's worse than no.
Do you feel
no,
betrayed?
No is definitive.
Do you feel
this
betrayed?
Is not an improv scene?
I'm pretty sure this is.
Do you feel betrayed?
We're not in the halls of Second City.
Not anymore.
The anals.
There are
that's
no
what
halls.
They called them. The anals.
No, they erased me.
So
this is real life.
I think you would break up with her immediately. I think you do. I don't think you want the audience to know the real you.
You're probably
who is Phil.
you're probably right.
I don't think it would be a bad thing if you ended it because maybe you just don't want to deal with the, you know, the psychological torment.
Would you get tested? Would you think it was still going on?
Mm.
Would it?
She kisses her aunt on the mouth.
Oh, Her mouth, her grandma, her aunt has herpes now.
Summer sausage.
Backwash. Oh, God.
Finest pork sausage.
Summer sausage. Now it's too processed. What a lovely set, a gift set.
Yeah, you get that.
This show is basically ASMR of people over talking. There's like three more people at the table than there needs to be.
Oh, no.
Well, maybe so.
Blackballed.
Blackballed. That's your super. That's your new character, Blackballed.
Blackballed.
He shows up with a clean shaven head.
Oh, that's not where Gillette. I thought you were going. Yeah.
Blackballed. No, yeah. Blackballed or blackballed?
Blackballed.
Would you do a key party? Would you put your keys in the bowl?
Oh.
We don't talk about X-rated things.
Keyless.
You know
Keyless
what?
Entry.
Yeah. Look for the Porsche. Now, we don't talk about X-rated things, and we know we want to move on, but would you?
Who was that?
Would you,
imaginary friend,
in a group situation, would you go to a sexual club?
Shut up.
Would you go to a sex club and have, would you participate in a gangbang reset?
50 Shades of Beige.
Would you?
Let me
Stella Adler.
Oh, yeah, I can tell.
Would I participate in a gang
bang? A gang bang, you know what they are.
I don't think so.
Not for you.
No. Nah.
When you're a jet, you're a jet.
All the way. And our final X-rated question in this chapter segment
is?
What is the oldest woman that you think that you would have a one-night stand with?
Oh, my God.
And now I know you're a big relationship guy. You like to Netflix and just sit around and not touch her. But you're more into the Netflix than the chilling. Like there's this, like, you're like, chilling? Eh. But have you seen? This could be something. Anyway.
Have you seen it?
It's like worse with
what's that, people. Is that some 70s soul?
Yeah. The Shy Lights,
have
I
you
believe.
Seen her?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The worst part is I pay for all
deflecting.
You definitely do. You definitely do.
Good tune.
I tell you, it looks like I got breasts, doesn't it?
He does look like he has breasts.
I think I'm going to give this shirt away. Is it because there's a t-shirt underneath it that I wouldn't normally have on?
Well, take the t-shirt off and see.
Well,
hit technical difficulty, Tim.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Change on camera.
Because I do feel like you're participating a little bit more in this one. Do you feel like you got the first one out of the way?
I usually need a warm-up.
Get the balloon. Mm-hmm.
I'm a big fan of the warm-up.
Nice.
Any improv show, I took the warm-up seriously.
Oh, yes. I see. Yes, yeah. And?
When you would hit that
sure.
Ball
zip,
back.
Zap, zap.
Oh, my God.
Zap, do, zap, 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 zap.
Wait, you guys would scat for a warm-up?
I thought it was.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, we call it the old Cab Calloway.
Cab Calloway Golf Club.
Ironically, he couldn't get a cab. In New York City.
With Minnie the Moocher. It was the size of his double-breasted suits.
Ah, yes.
Get through the door.
Clank. Clank. 60.
60 is the answer?
That's the
60 is the cutoff.
Golden 60. Girls, huh?
Yeah, right. Why not?
What's Jennifer Lopez at right now?
She's like 57.
Go ahead, Brian. Ask me your questions. I'm prepared now.
Oh, he's ready.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Seagal. Or Chuck Norris.
Oh, this is easy for me, but you go.
Who would be the first one you'd make come in a four-way?
Oh, no. Now I feel... I wasn't expecting that.
That's a shrimp toast.
Repeat the question, Limp please. Biscuit.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Mm-hmm.
Steven Seagal. Or Chuck Norris. Who would you make come first in a four-way?
Now, though.
Yes, now. Present day 2024.
Okay.
Los Angeles.
Straight to video.
I mean,
video.
We're not there.
Straight to Betamax.
You're really taking some liberties.
I would go with Chuck Norris.
I would have gone Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Didn't he fight Bruce Lee?
He did.
Oh, nice.
But I think if Chuck goes first, he's going to ruin you for the other guys. You know what I mean?
But only if the black guy from Walker is watching. You get it.
I've never seen Walker.
Oh, he's dead now.
Oh.
You know, they rebooted him.
He used
Walker.
To be in Matlock.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, he was a sheriff? Or like a little...
No, he was the private detective for Matlock. I think it's the same guy.
Private Dick, huh?
He died a couple of years ago.
Yeah, no, he was good.
I would pick Chuck Norris because I'm imagining that Brian's going to have this, you know, videoed and put on the internet, and it would get more ratings.
Oh, he loves a Bowflex. Remember that?
I think Chuck Norris has got, you know...
Some of these weren't for you. So
that's okay.
Well, they're for the another
it.
Guest.
Yes,
they're all you.
The
now.
One that I'm filling in for.
Yes, mm-hmm. But they also
emergency call up to.
You're gonna have this all baby.
You'll get your day rate. Are you down with OPP?
Mm. What the heck is that?
Other.
The correct answer was you know me.
Ding 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 ding.
What sort of weapons do you carry? Like when you go out to Hollywood, like on a Saturday night, what's your weapon?
I can't reveal. Pistol? I can't reveal my. Okay. I can't reveal
right,
that.
For, like oh, right. In case do you beep? Trouble.
Do I what?
When you go through TSA, would you beep? Are you carrying something now?
Metallic.
What did you bring today? You have a small pistol. Do you have a Derringer?
Ghost gun.
I can't reveal my cards yeah, here.
One of those things where ghost the knife comes out. You
know, yeah.
Bill Cosby has ghost.
Might be a little. You know. Pepper spray.
One giant penis or two smaller penises?
Also easy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
One giant
that's
penis,
a Mega Man penis
or two smaller penises? One at a time, please. Please. I mean, for the third time, well, one giant penis or two smaller penises?
Okay, give me size. Like, what's the size of the large penis?
Large. Like, what you're thinking.
Like over
what, exactly 10? What you're thinking.
Forearm.
Exactly what you're thinking.
Popeye.
Like a 13?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's big.
I want to hear these two guys answer the question.
They're irrelevant.
No, I want to hear. What, Tim, what's your answer to that?
Large.
Large?
Who's going to pick two small pieces?
I would pick two. I'd pick the two small ones.
So you can multitask?
They start small, but they might get big.
Oh, I didn't think at the same time. I meant like...
Oh, succession?
Like the stacks on top of each other?
Yeah, we're going to stacks on stacks on stacks on stacks, right?
Stacks and tracks.
I would choose the large penis because I could cut it in half and have two regular size.
I don't think it'll penis. Work the same.
I would not say cutting your penis off. But it is 2024, and apparently,
you can do
apparently
it.
You're brave.
It doesn't cut the way you think. Not in half. It's down the middle. Then you scoop it out to
used
make
to be
the lips.
A double mastectomy, but that's
yeah.
Fine.
You got to go yeah. to Thailand. For
now
that,
everybody wants to take a shirt off at the beach. You know what I mean? Why don't we all keep our shirts on? All of them.
Some of us can cut them off.
Does know me know or does stop me know?
You that's know? A no. That's a great philosophical question.
That's what we aim for here.
Huh?
I think it's easy.
You
this
do.
This one's easy.
What?
The question is, does know me know or stop me know? I believe it's both, right? Or can you not
but
say both?
It depends on the context, though.
This is true.
I don't know. I feel like, I mean, I'm not a, I mean, no means no, but stop is just another way of saying no.
But how are you saying no? Like inflection matters, right?
No.
No?
No.
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 No. See, that was a playful no. You didn't really mean
sometimes no,
no
means yes.
Oh, it's so confusing out there.
Sometimes no means I just need to feel okay and that you respect me.
Mm.
Yeah,
that's right.
I would in fact say the give and a take, the game, it's a foot. They like, you know. But you know.
I don't like to I don't like to play.
But
no, you know.
Well, I think somebody said... no means not right now, and stop means no, or something. There's like some,
oh, they qualify.
Yeah, of course, too. But of course, when a woman says, now here's the move, because I'm respectful, and I'm married now, so I can't do anything. But you stop right away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. So let's say you're young and say they're like, oh, I don't think I want to be, you know what? You're probably right. And then retreat from it. She will pounce on you because you're such a gentleman.
There's a soft no and a hard no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're a closer. Are you a closer? When you lay a woman down, do you look at her eyes or do you just show her what it's like?
I look her in the eyes.
Do you?
Yeah.
You seem like a guy who would want to. Do you, seem like a lot of eye contact.
I'm a finesse.
I'm a closer.
You shampoo?
As I start talking, I can hear her legs closing in.
My hair?
Hurt minus for bald men.
Yeah,
it's just the shampoo. They're like, you have nothing to condition.
Yeah, no conditioning.
Do you wear cologne?
Yes, sometimes.
What's your cologne?
I like to mix it up.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, a concoction.
I like to mix. No, well, not mix it up together. Okay. I switch around. I'll wear some.
Look, you see how it looks? Look, it gives me a breast. Look at that angle. Do you see it?
This man has a boob. Yeah.
Dude, is it? Wait, do I have a breast?
Yes. Everyone has a breast.
Keeps us here. I really have a couple of hairs.
Unnecessary things to talk about right here.
God, look at it. It's like a buzz. Like, look.
I have some diet tips for you if you're interested.
Lay them on us.
The balls of this guy. The balls of this man to come and eat the Frenchest of pastries.
Oh, so French.
French.
Drink the finest of cafes.
French.
First of all,
eat the oldest expired candies.
What's coming?
Winter's coming.
Oh, winter. Yeah, yeah.
The nuts.
Did Truman do the right thing?
Did who? What?
Speaking of Barbenheimer.
Good morning, good evening, good night.
Brian, I can barely hear you. You're.
Did Truman do the right thing?
Tiny Tim TikToks.
Is it good, Granny?
Who told you you could cook? Girl, you ain't can't cook with a damn girl.
Aw.
Well, if I'd have known that, I wouldn't be cooking your food, honey.
Well, I had to survive a little bit on something.
Well, thanks for being honest with me, Granny.
Yeah, somebody need to be honest with you before you kill somebody.
Oh, did we see this one?
We cool. did.
We did?
I mean, we definitely seen that lady before. I don't know if it's the exact same one, but we've seen it. Other stuff by her, yeah.
It's going in.
That's what he said.
If you just know you're that girl, you just have no choice but to be that girl. And I feel like I'm
this is...
Don't wake up feeling like that girl.
This is not... This is not.
Not.
Oh, no, yeah, no. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember why.
Marlo Thomas?
I just read it. All five of those women are pregnant by the same guy.
Oh, that's good. How would they
know
that?
That's kind of like that question.
Yeah.
And they all get along, apparently.
They're that, what question? That girl.
So a guy knocked up all five of those women, and they're at a party.
Right.
I couldn't
get... At a party?
Yeah, for
the... At the same...
Smile back at me.
Yeah, they're all okay with it.
In one night?
So much.
No.
Yeah, oh, we just saw it.
Yeah.
Want to see it again?
Five in one night?
Oh, we'll look again.
He's potent.
If you just know he didn't get them all pregnant in one night.
You just have no choice but to be that girl.
But pretty close, because look at that. They're all pregnant at the same time.
Well,
you need to go back to sleep.
There he is.
But that doesn't mean it was the same night.
No, it's not about...
No, they're hanging out the same night.
That's not the point.
There is no that girl. They're all that girl.
Who's that girl?
Oh, Madonna. She's definitely been with some dudes.
Free my buddies out of the pound. Free you, my heart. 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 Free you, my heart.
Another beautiful moment. That's a woman screaming out to the New York Corrections Department. She's saying goodbye to her boyfriend.
I wouldn't call that a scream.
What was she saying? Free,
free you?
You,
my heart.
Oh, it sounds old English. Is that Shakespeare?
Very proper, yeah. She's actually a bar wench.
That was definitely time. That new English, believe me. Ingress.
Oops. It's attached to your back.
This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturdis, and I am that Brian Sturdis. You follow me, you follow Cliff, you follow Tim, and you follow...
Don't follow me. How about that? Don't
Ooh,
follow
I like
me.
It.
I want to remain unpopular on social media.
But follow Phil Lasagna, right?
Done.
Who?
See you next Tuesday.